B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to
rock. Oh, good afternoon, everybody. This is Mike Missinelli Show. We are here for you. We're broadcasting the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And listen, what more is there to say? We are all in this together now. We are full flanked in this together, and now we don't have a choice anymore. There are no more choices because now bureaucracy is coming in. So you can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, and we all have to deal with it. Whether it's us coming here on the radio to do a show, whether it's you trying to live everyday life, if you're wanting to displace workers, you're now finding yourself in a situation where you have to provide for yourself, for anybody else that's living in your house. It is not a happy time. And so we are here doing a sports show. Now, sports is an escape until it's not an escape. And right now it's not an escape. So if you're expecting us to, like, ignore the fact that real life has taken over and that we're going to proceed with frivolity and joy and sports and happiness, that's not going to be that way. We are here to lament with you. We are the lamenters, so are you the lamenters. We have to live under these conditions now, and so we have to gain strength in numbers. And that's the way I'm looking at this show. So many people that I ran into this weekend, because I was actually out, and now, after this weekend, you can't be out. All right? This week and this weekend pretty much sealed the deal on you having free will. You can't have possibly any free will anymore because it's irresponsible to have free will. So as much as you want to go out and do this and do that, they've had to make the decision to save you from yourself. Governors, people in authority, mayors, saying you need to close down. Now, on one hand, it creates a hardship for a lot of people. On the other hand, it's the prudent thing to do because we are all in this together. And we all have to have the same mindset that we're going to play by the rules until this thing is under control. This is like something we've never dealt with before. I remember times when we had to do shows when the town was shut down, the city was shut down because of snow, the snow emergencies, and we found our way in and we were trying to pay it forward with other people. This is 100 times beyond that. And back then, we weren't talking about sports. We were talking about how people were managing their day-to-day lives when they were shut in because of snow. This is something you can't even see, but you know it's out there. It's like a science fiction movie. So the only way you can deal with it is that you have to have a mindset of, okay, whatever hit I have to take right now, I have to take. And somehow I hope the government will help us out along the way. Somehow the owners of businesses will find a way to help their employees out along the way. In the world of sports, somehow maybe the owners can take over instead of, you know, relying on donations from players like Zion and Rudy Gobert, who's now guilted into donating $500,000 to people, workers who get salary through sports, the reciprocal people, not the people who actually play. They've got a nest egg. They're good. The owners that are the billionaires should be the ones providing for these workers. So I hope that millionaires and billionaires out there can do their own GoFundMe and help out other people in this country, because this is what makes this country great when we all band together. All right, so what happens now? You know, there are sports things going on. There's the NFL free agency. The league season starts. There's the announcement today that they've accepted the CBA. And to me, it doesn't matter a little bit. I got to be honest with you. I do sports for a living. Tyrone does it. Natalie does it. All part of this show. And I go, do I really care about the NFL free agent season right now? I mean, I don't want to blow the doors off of sports here. But the fact of the matter is, in priority, it's like way down on the list. Are you telling me that you're still fully invested in the NFL signing a collective bargaining agreement or opening their season, their free agent season, or continuing to hold their draft with no people? All right, knock yourself out. But the bottom line is, we are consumed by something much more important. So what do we do here as a sports talk host? What do we do as a sports talk show? Because all kinds of people were asking me this weekend, Mike, what are you going to do? What are you going to talk about? Are you still going to work? Yeah, we're going to work, because the one thing that always has separated shows that I've done, and especially this show, is that we have a way of talking about more than sports. We spin wildly off the hub of sports all the time. We talk about life a lot. We talk about what makes us happy in life, what makes us sad, the everyday annoyances of life, the everyday benefits of life. And we're going to continue to do that. It's simple for me. We are a sounding board for all the people out there that need to talk about something. And right now, you have a lot to talk about with all the things you're dealing with. Having to manage children in the house who are shut out of school. If both parents work, what are you going to do? You can't hire a nanny anymore because your funds are low. You have to deal with everyday problems. And that's why we're here, to talk about everyday problems. And in having these kind of conversations, maybe other people out there listening will do their best to help other people in need. And that's what we're going to do until this thing is under control. And it might not be under control for a really long time. This show has always been different than any other sports show you're ever going to listen to. Some people may have trouble. We're not going to have trouble because we're going to plug into you. We're going to plug into your lives. So from sports talk to life talk, that's what we do. Guys?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I'm glad you said it, because yeah. I thought I was the only one. When the NFL, and I'm not surprised by anything the NFL ever does, decided to just do business as usual, I was like, and what's funny is at first the NFL blamed the players. Then the players union said, no one even came to us suggesting that things move. So once again, it goes back to the top again with the NFL. I don't care right now about a bunch of multi-billionaires giving millions of dollars out to people when there are people with real day-to-day concerns. Now, I understand that sports are an escape, and if people want to talk about it, maybe they'll tell us we're wrong. But my instinct was, I don't care at all about how much money Jerry Jones is about to spend or Jeff Lurie or anybody else is about to spend under these circumstances. And I think it was completely tone deaf by the NFL, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. That was my instinct said, what? Why? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I was thinking that driving in here today, you know, it's different from how it was 72 hours ago. We came in here on Friday. Our worlds have been completely changed from just Friday afternoon. And I thought about how 2 weeks ago we were, you know, going back and forth and like, why don't you talk about hockey and why don't you talk about this? And that seems like such a simpler, innocent time than what we're facing right now. And I'm thankful that the three of us are here and that we're going to be here for the people for as long as we can. And that this is a city that has always been resilient. So for us to be able to be in the homes and be on the airwaves with the city of Philadelphia through this time that is unprecedented, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel thankful, and I'm just hoping that we all can get through this together and some sense of normalcy will return again someday, whenever that day is.
Listen, I don't have all the answers about how exactly we're going to do this show, because there really aren't any answers. This is going to be a total freeform show. And I'm reading a lot of stories where, you know, sports talk shows throughout the nation who are incapable of actually connecting with their fans on a life basis. They're actually talking about flipping the format until this virus scare is over and playing music. Well, we're certainly not going to do that unless management says that's what we're going to do. But, and you know, we're going to mix in some, you listen to the show, we have fun on the show. So we're going to mix in some entertainment values and go off course. And, the Field 64 is probably going to come back this week sometime. I've got some ideas for that. We have general knowledge concepts that we can do. You know, we're going to be able, we're going to go off, seriously, I'm going to bring in the game of life this week.
Yes.
You verse the call.
I got the game of life from, it's like a deluxe edition.
Like, nice.
Nice. Gonna bring that in. We're gonna be off the rails. We're gonna try to provide happiness and entertainment, but also seriousness on what you're dealing with. So the question I want to ask you here is the theme of the show. Not what do you want from this show? What do you need from this show? That's the question. You need us to be here as a sounding board. We're here as a sounding board. You need us to find out answers on stuff. We're going to find out answers. You need the latest developments, latest news. We're going to give you that as a matter of course. So that's the way this show's going to roll until it's time not to roll any longer. So you want to tell us about what you're dealing with? We are here for you. 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705 is how you get in. It is the Mike Missanelli Show under some very unusual circumstances, but we're here and we're back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show. It's 97.5, The Fanatic.
Polo Day. Okay, so we'll continue with the regular elements of this particular show. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and a cooling job. And our Twitter poll brought to us, as always, by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Get your lawnmower, zero turner, any of your small engine tools up and running again. Time for spring with Paul B. Moyer & Sons Online Parts Warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 400 votes on this one early. Should the NFL have delayed the start of the league year? 17% said yes. 83% said no. So I guess it's kind of functioning as a sense of normalcy for people at this point.
All right. Well, we're adaptable, so we're adapting to it. And as it relates to sports, this is where I come in. Now, just to give you some information on in case you're not keeping up with the latest thing, because something happens almost, you know, like every hour here as we update stuff. Like, we got through this weekend, and now it's like, okay, now we're buttoning down even further. So Philadelphia has shut down all of its non-essential businesses, which is problematic for a lot of people in storefronts. But the following businesses were deemed as essential, which will not close. Supermarkets, grocery stores, big box store. So I guess that's the Home Depot type of store?
And like the Costco, yeah. BJ's, okay. Those big
ones. Yeah, the pharmacies, Walmart. Discount stores, daycare centers are still open, which is a little surprising. Hardware stores, gas stations, banks, post offices, laundromats, dry cleaners. Really, dry cleaners. Is that essential?
Yeah. Laundromat, yes. Dry cleaner, no.
There are people who the dry cleaners, they take it. Certain dry cleaners do clothes by like the pound. So if you bring in a big sack of clothes, they do the clothes for you. Like, and it might be kids' clothes and stuff. They don't only do like suits and stuff.
All right.
Also, your comforters.
Laundromat does that kind of stuff too, doesn't it?
Yes, but some places they dry
clean. But it might not be dry clean only.
A dry cleaner might be closer than a laundromat, depending on a certain neighborhood. Seriously, a dry cleaner.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I need some dry cleaner. I can wait.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
All right. Veterinary clinics and pet stores. Also deemed essential are commercial establishments that sell any of the following: frozen products, non-specialized stores of computers. What's a non-specialized store of computers?
like those independent cell phone stores or
so
something like that?
An Apple store would not be under that category.
That's
a specialized store of computers. An Apple store would be. So what would not a non-specialized store be? Just so we're being clear here.
There are certain storefronts in like Rittenhouse, there's a place that does...
Like the ones that fix your screens
so
and stuff?
Mom and pop computer that you keep...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Telecommunications equipment, audio and video consumer electronics, household appliances, IT and telecommunication equipment, hardware, paint, flat glass, electrical, plumbing and heating material, automotive fuel, domestic fuel, sanitary equipment, personal hygiene products, medication not requiring medical prescription, medical and orthopedic equipment, optics and photography equipment, and soaps and detergents. Food establishments may only accommodate online and phone orders for delivery and pickup and cannot allow dine-in service. That's in the city of Philadelphia. Meanwhile, SEPTA has canceled all trains. New Jersey has a statewide curfew. The New Jersey schools and colleges will all close on Wednesday.
Yeah, and they also closed the bars in New Jersey as well. They did that first before Philly. You can do takeout, but you can't.
Now, I understand the bars were packed in Philadelphia this weekend, which didn't sit well with you, Tyrone.
Yes, it didn't sit well with me. And this, because I knew what was coming. So this is the way I was looking at it. I'm trying to be a guy that's saying a little bit, get off my lawn, but also use common sense. A lot of people want to drink tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. I get it. Not saying it's safe, but I understand it. If they had just sucked it up and listened for the weekend, they would have got tomorrow, and then it would have still shut down. But I knew it was going to become mandatory the moment they suggested and people didn't listen. And I'm passing places, and they're packed. And I go on social media, and everybody's on Instagram shoulder to shoulder. I'm not talking about just out at a restaurant. Shoulder to shoulder at a bar. Jam-packed. The exact way this would spread is in that situation.
Let me
and
ask
they just
you
didn't
this.
Care.
Is it going too far to say that kind of thing is a form of a millennial protest?
Yes, that's not going too far. It was, but my problem is, I thought it was. But then I started seeing a lot of people over 30, over 35, still acting like that. You guys made this over. I had to block people on social media because I'm not reasoning with you. You're an idiot. You're telling me that how this I said, even if you think this is overblown, if you do not listen, they're going to make it mandatory. And sure enough, Monday, that's what happened.
Oh, this is protecting people from themselves.
It was jam-packed. Everywhere was packed.
And I also think that there's some dissonance on the severity of it, because when you're younger, you're not as apt to pay attention. You kind of know that it's going on, but you still have that mindset that, oh, it's not going to affect me. How can it affect me? But in reality, by you putting yourself in that situation, you're putting everybody else at risk. Just because it's kind of that, me mindset. Mm-hmm. It's not about other people. Well, now, you know what? Now the city has to make it about other people, right? Because you can't control yourself.
I mean, and I'm telling you, I saw the parking lot's packed. I go, you know what? Maybe they're just eating. Maybe they're sitting at tables. Then I go on my social media, shoulder to shoulder, screaming and doing all their regular stuff. I'm like, you know what's going to happen. Now we're all going to be restricted because you guys couldn't suck it up one weekend.
Well, that was going to come anyway.
Yeah.
But they moved it up quicker.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. They did the right thing anyway. So whether it was prompted by people being out... That's irrelevant to me. Now, here's the thing, as we get it back to sports a little bit. Because I'm reading all these plans and all this this PR that is coming out from the various leagues on how they're going to tentatively plan to resume their seasons. And here I am. I've been in sports all my life. I'm a sports guy. I'm a sports talk host. And I need to ask you this question. Is it that important to salvage the NBA and NHL seasons? Is it that important that they're going to resume in June and have some kind of abbreviated playoff? To me, it's not that important. It's never going to be the same. So just refund the money to people. Cancel these two seasons. Baseball will come at whatever time it comes. You'll still have a professional season. and it'll still be an escape for you. But see, these kind of things, it's a reminder that life is more important than temporary escapes. Like resuming a hockey season or an NBA season. And I know people here want to, like, the Flyers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. It's not as important. It's not as important as what we're dealing with here. Dining out is not as important. Traveling on vacation is not as important. There will be a time to resume all of this stuff. Now is not the time. The monster for the time being has beaten us. But eventually it's going to be eradicated. And we're going to survive it. And we're going to be stronger survivors. So to me, the resumption of an NBA season, NHL season, doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything to me. All right. 610-622-0975. A couple of people jumped off the line. We had a full board. So climb back in. It's Danny and Easton to start things off. Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Danny?
All right, so I have some inside information on what is going to happen, or, well, I'm going to, well, speculation of what's going to happen within the next 72 hours. So apparently, well, my dad texted me and my whole family a huge message saying that a guy that he works with, his neighbor, has he does something with the government where he said that right now they're discussing a nationwide lockdown within the next 72 hours where you won't be able to leave your home. And my dad, he's a utility worker, and he might be stuck at work for the next 2 weeks without being able to leave.
Well, listen, nothing is going to surprise me at this point on what they have to do to get their hands around this thing. So, there are people that are stranded on a cruise ship that can't get off, haven't been able to get off for weeks. We understand what's going on out there and how people are inconvenienced. Like, we're not we're not inconvenienced. We go to our house, we come back in here. There may be a time where they shut this office down and we can't talk to you. But we can always talk to you when we're hooked up. You know, so we're always going to be here. Unless something crazy happens, we're going to be on the air every day talking to you.
Yeah, but they're talking about, like, literally shutting, like, you will not be allowed to leave your house for 2 weeks.
Who is talking then? Who's the who?
Oh, well, I guess, apparently President Trump, apparently they're discussing it right now of, like, that being a possibility of what mm-hmm. that's what they're going to do. And, like, my dad, like, he's not into this whole, like, conspiracy theory thing. So when he says something, like, he, like, usually, like, he, like honestly, like, believes mm-hmm. it. Like, that's,
this is a very fluid situation, Danny. I wouldn't be shocked if they did that.
But just to be fair, though, that's speculation.
Well,
still.
And also, so the National Security Council tweeted out last night that the rumor of a national lockdown and a national quarantine are not real. This was as of 11:48 p.m. So,
yeah, like, I just want to, because we're on the airwaves. Mm-hmm. I'm not. If it gets to that, fine. No one has inside information that this is about to happen.
Well, that and, like, I'm just trying to be responsible here with our platform to say what the government is actually saying. So, the National Security Council, as of last night at 11:48, text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There's no national lockdown. CDC has and will continue to post the latest guidance on COVID-19. So, that's as of last night. That's official word on it. So I think, you know, we have to stick with the official word until it becomes official. So if those rumors are out there, that's terrifying, that's scary, and that's what we're all trying to mitigate through. But right now, the responsible thing is to pay attention to the proper government officials and what they're saying, because we can all think whatever we want, but it's not official until it's official.
Your mayor, your governor, et cetera, the federal will be a third level for all of that. So until what the mayors and the governors do fail, the feds would not step in. And that's why it's too soon to speculate, because for all we know, what the mayor and the governors are trying will work. Until they don't work, there is no need for anything federal to happen.
Let's go to Mo in Plymouth Meeting. Mo, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
What's happening,
Hi,
Mo?
Natalie. What's going on? Interesting enough, that guy brought up the top secret information. So, anyhow, I hear that Governor Wolf will be, first of all, he's going to, like, close the turnpikes and stuff like that down. That's what I hear. Probably Wednesday. Isn't that crazy? And then, you know.
Why would he close the turnpikes? Where are you hearing this information? Where are people hearing stuff?
Well, I'm the kitchen guy, so I buy wolf cabinets, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that Governor Wolf will be shutting down the turnpikes.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be.
Well, I'm just saying. You know,
okay, all right.
I thought I'd bring it out there.
Okay.
Then I wanted to let you know, hey, you know, you guys have a great format, and, you know, I listened to you since Steve. Never call in. And, you know, all these people, you know, really want to hear, like, up-to-date stuff. I think you guys do a wonderful, unbelievable job, and I just wanted to call in. This is my first time. I'm nervous, but, you know, this is really important, and sports isn't as important as what you guys have been talking
about. Yeah, not right now. It's not. It's just not. I don't care about free agency starting. I really don't. I don't care they're going to keep with the draft. I mean, there'll be a time we can get back to that. It's not right now. I'm sorry that that's the way it is, but I can't generate any enthusiasm for the sports world at this point.
Well, and if things were up to us and the way that things were rolling, no one would be in this situation right now. You know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we were on the air. No, you guys weren't with me. I was on the air at 9/11. And
I was on the air with you.
You were?
That day.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, you know that, like, some things are just bigger than anything. And so sports, it insults me as a sports guy to pretend that sports issues are going to be as important as what we're dealing with in crisis situations. So, I guess if you don't like that part of it, then I'm sorry. But I just can't be phony about it. I'm a real human being just like you guys are. And every day you're worried about a different thing with this thing. And so that's what we are. And so the best I can say to you is that I'm trying to create, with this show, like a comfort lounge where people can listen and maybe feel comfortable that you know, we're in it with you, and there's strength in numbers, and you can sit there, and we're going to have some fun and laughs, but we're going to give you information and talk about how tough it is to live through this, but how we really need to push through it. So this is the comfort lounge.
Oh, thank you.
As it may be.
Yes, I like a comfort lounge, the rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify the turnpike thing, this is the fact. They are planning to stop accepting cash, because passing money is a way to pass germs. Turnpike will remain open, easy pass only. They will not take cash, and now they have easy pass by plate. So if you don't have easy pass, it will cost you more, but then they will send you a bill. So it's open. It's just not stopping, giving cash, taking cash back. It'll be open. Not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be open. It has to be open.
People
have to get places. And it's not like, you know, it's not like you're in your car and you're harming anybody.
Exactly. But if you open your windows and you give somebody some money with Corona on it and pass it back and forth, that could spread it. That's why they're stopping that.
So, Turnpike, this is how we're going to spin off, because little topics will remind me of a story. So, Tyrone, at your party,
yeah,
I talked to your friends who were from Florence.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Thought you meant Florence.
No, Florence, New Jersey.
Yeah, Ishirian,
And where I grew up is Burlington, and Florence is fairly close to the Turnpike Bridge.
Oh, okay.
So my best friend growing up, his grandparents lived in Florence.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have an honor basket for the toll.
Really? Like?
They would have an honor basket. So if you didn't have the quarter, they had a little envelope, like a communion envelope.
Uh-huh.
That you could take and mail them the quarter.
No. Really?
That's wonderful. I could have used them a couple times.
My buddy would take, he would take the little envelope, and he must have had a collection. of 150 envelopes.
Never
going to send a quarter in. But the, but you saw the camera. Well, the camera's going to show me I'm taking one. I'm going to be, you know.
Yeah. That's, see, that's a simpler, more fun time.
Is that stealing?
Here's the thing.
Or sometimes he would fake the quarter.
Yes.
He would, like, if the camera, he would fake the quarter and then hold his hand like he already dropped the quarter, so the camera would look, make it look like he dropped a quarter in the basket.
See, I've done that, though. That's a more, in the, going down to the shore.
To the shore, the Egg Harbor, the Egg Harbor toll.
Yeah, they would have the thing where you throw the money. There were times where I don't have a quarter. I have 20 cents. I'm throwing in pennies. It says no pennies. I would throw the change and go. Like, what are you talking about? I threw 25 cents. I never had 25.
Did you ever throw
more
it and miss?
Did not. Yes. And
I threw it and missed.
Miss. Just keep going. So it's the same kind of thing.
I have never beaten a toll in my life.
What do you mean? Never?
I have never faked. I have always paid a toll. I have never not paid a toll.
You always have a quarter?
You always have cash?
I don't always have a quarter at that time.
Twice in college when I was actually doing work in radio and I was in Jersey and I would get to the bridge and I forgot that I didn't have any cash.
Yeah.
And then they'd make me turn around. It was so embarrassing.
I stole a couple sprigs of parsley from a grocery store once, but I have never beaten a toll booth basket.
Wow. Oh, well, I have. And I'm, to be honest with you,
I'm ashamed of yourself.
I'm kind of proud of it. That road's paid for. Those are supposed to be temporary tolls. Once the road's paid for, it's supposed to go back to free. And then that's how they get you. It's never free. Well, it's free for me. At least it was.
The only issue I ever had with toll takers, and I made an issue on the radio, to the point where the Mike Missinelli rule was created.
Oh, about smiling? Thank you?
Saying thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was bitching about it. I'm giving money. I'm a customer.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little thank you? From the toll taker. It's like Mr. and Mrs. Miserable taking your money.
They snatch it like...
I know it's not a glamour job, and I know you got to sniff fumes all day, but at least you can just say thank you.
Right.
That's all I want, a simple thank you.
And it's the modern era there, that time. They'd have a little radio in there. They had heat or AC in
there.
Yes. It's not the greatest job, but there's worse things.
Exactly.
That digging ditches.
And the president at the time, his name was Paul Drayton, and he was a listener to my show.
Well, look at that.
And he was the head of the DVPA. And the toll authority, whatever it's called. And they called up one day and he said, I've heard your complaints and we're requiring now, we're going through training with all our people and we're calling it the Missinelli rule, where they must say thank you to the customer.
It's really called the Missinelli rule.
Well, at the time, he's no longer in. So I'm sure it's like he was out, they changed it.
Right.
But at the time, he called it the de facto Missinelli. I don't think he officially made it the Missinelli rule. But he made it to Missinelli rule.
Right.
For that period of time, for all his employees.
Like an email to go out with the subject line, Missinelli rule now implemented.
Correct.
That was a big deal. What it had was in all the papers. And it was supposed to be something like if they didn't say thank you, you were supposed to get like one free toll.
What?
It was supposed to be like if you said it, then you would be able to like go through the next time for free. But I don't think that ever.
Well, like, so
how would they know?
I got a woman that called up the show and yelled and screamed at me on the radio for it.
Why?
She goes, you don't understand how rudely people treat us. And I go, no, I'm sure. No, you don't understand. I've had people throw dead fish in my booth at me.
What?
Uh-huh.
Who? That person
happened
should be.
Once.
Now, look, if
and
that
get
person.
The plate number and take somebody, that person to jail.
Kids went by and threw dead fish at it.
That person should be banned from the bridge.
Right, that person should be banned from society.
If you're throwing fish, not only at the toll booth, if you're just throwing fish at people in general, you shouldn't be allowed to drive.
It's kind of a little bit funny, but yes, wrong. It's completely wrong. Wrong things can be funny.
No, and I heard a side of it. I said, listen, I understand. I understand people are rotten in this world. Well, like, I'm not rotten. I didn't throw a fish. I gave you a dollar. Thanks. That's all.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. ...97.5, The Fanatic.
246. All right, for people are watching TV... Apparently, I'm straying from my mark. So, sorry about that, Booney. Dan Roach is producing the show.
Yeah.
Apparently, the camera is not rotating like normal, so I have to be in a certain spot.
So for anybody who's wondering, should we tell them why we're in a different setup? They're still just due to like the quarantine and everything. Our producers are working remotely, so we don't they don't have access to the cameras to shift
it. They are not at their studio working here.
Yes, because cleaning out the deep cleaning in the Wells Fargo Center, and as it turns out, we found out over the weekend a player with coronavirus was in the building on Wednesday. Christian Wood against the Sixers. That's part of the reason why the Sixers players are now in a 14-day quarantine, because they all had close contact with the known person who had it. And now we have to wait for results to see if any Sixers get coronavirus. So once someone's in that building and they know, they have to go through and clean it out, because who knows? Who knows?
Yes.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, all right. Let me just read an email I just got. And listen, I can't tell you how to think. And if you want to talk sports, we're here to talk sports. What I'm saying is, to me right now, it's not that much of a priority. Yeah, we know that the Eagles can start signing free agents on Wednesday, and that this is the tampering period, that they can be talking to free agents. And when we hear stuff, we get information, we're going to pass it on to you. Frank writes in, Mr. Misnelli, I tuned into your television show today to perhaps get some relief from the coronavirus situation, but all I heard from you was you're whining about how you did not feel like talking about the NFL free agency. What the hell is wrong with you? I am scared about the current situation we are facing regarding the virus, but I turned into your show to get my mind off the virus situation. Why did you come to work? Are you trying to be a martyr? I am extremely disappointed in your approach toward the show today. I was counting on you to help me get through throughout this virus problem. Well, listen, man, I don't know what to tell you, but I can't pretend, okay? I'm a human being just like you. And I don't particularly have a lot of NFL free agent conversation that I think is interesting in light on this particular day, on Monday, when last week leading into this weekend came to all kinds of conclusions on how we're now supposed to lead our lives. So I apologize for that. Now, if you would like to call in and ask me a question about NFL free agency, I will pass on the information that we normally would be talking about, which basically is nothing, since it's all speculation anyway.
No, people have signed some deals today. Like, deals are getting signed, but the Eagles have only brought back a player. They haven't signed anybody yet.
Yeah, and good. And we'll continue to... Listen, we have Andrew Brand on today, okay? Andrew Brand's former general manager, sports business, law professor. And at Villanova, and he's going to come on, and we're going to talk about free agency at 4 o'clock.
And the CBA,
and the CBA, which was just enacted.
Mm-hmm. No 17 games.
Yeah, it's not like nothing is existing, but what's existing to me is lesser than real life.
Well, that, and I think it's also perhaps people should keep in perspective that whether you're a radio talk show host or you're a SEPTA worker or you're a lawyer or you're a doctor, what's so scary about this is none of us are immune to it, and we're all living this in real time. So keep that into perspective, as while you're sitting at home and you want things to be a certain way, so do we. We want things to be a certain way, but that's not what it is right now. So we can't just neglect reality.
Right.
And pretend like everything's fine when we're all still going through it, too.
Yes, but we are going to try to be entertaining. It's not like we're going to be glum and dumb here, because, you know, just 10 minutes ago, we spun off into some ridiculously hilarious conversation about beating toll booths.
Yes.
So there you go. All right, let's go Chris in the Northeast. Chris, you're on 97.5.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
Listen, we've all seen those crazy lines at the grocery store or whatever. I just saw the one that disturbed me more than anything I've ever seen. There's a line out the door of a gun shop across the street from me. A gun shop. People go and buy guns and ammo.
Well,
I guess.
Listen, crises make people panic.
I know. It's scary. I mean, the virus is bad enough itself, you know, but now you got people arming themselves trying to protect their...
I assume they're going to shoot the germ?
No, I assume they're going to shoot somebody who tries to steal their toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, a gun would be nice if the germ, you could visibly see it. Wow, look at it.
Boom! Yeah.
And blow it up.
I don't think we have any germs big enough you can take
part. Yeah, that would be, that would necessitate a gun. Other than that, I'm not so sure why you would need a gun at this point.
No, but literally, it's a small shop right across the street from where I live, and there had to be like 15 people standing outside the door trying to get in.
Wow. All right, well.
So, hey, listen, I just found that really
disturbing. Different strokes for different folks. You must live in the country.
Listen, I'm not an anti-gun person. I have plenty of relatives who hunt and shoot and do all that stuff. I don't do it myself, but man, just like it just scared me. It really did.
This is a gun shop in the Northeast?
Yeah, right on Torresdale.
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah. It's a little tiny place, but it's, you know, pretty popular today.
Wow. All right, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for letting me back a little bit.
And again,
you're going to get some irrational behavior.
But that's going on, or that's actually a nationwide thing. Gun shops and ammo shops had a big weekend. There were long lines there. Again, people breaking the rule, but whatever. Long lines for guns, long lines for ammo nationwide. People are ready to go to war in case there's no supplies.
Because they're fear that they're going to get looted?
Yes.
Looted for their supplies because they prepared for this. I can tell you this. I don't want your canned goods when the grocery store is still open, but by all means, if you need to protect yourself,
grocery stores are still open.
They're going to remain open.
And they're still getting delivery. I have not been to a grocery store, but, and you know I'm a frequent grocery store guy. For some reason, I haven't needed anything. I haven't been there in like 8 days.
I went to do
really?
Yes.
I went to do a mini stock up because I'm not going to just load up on ramen and canned goods when all the fresh stuff is still getting delivered. Maybe if the stuff stops getting delivered, I'll change my tact. I went in there with the Clorox wipes. I left the store cleaner than when I brought it because I wiped out everything I touched. I wiped out, but I got salmon, all kinds of everything was there fresh. I just went in and did my shopping for the week.
So that caller, and again, I think that this is where the issue is coming in for a lot of people. It's trying to place the anxiety that you're having throughout this. It's where do you place it? How do you prepare yourself for it? And like, honestly, and I think Mike, you said it, it's one day at a time. This is what we're dealing with today.
Yeah.
That's how, in order to get through this, if you're having anxiety and you think that these really bad things could happen, you have to take it one day at a time.
Listen, I understand that people with families, like, you know, I'm different. I'm one guy and so I have enough food to last me and toilet paper to last me. But I can see where families are really having a rough time now. I mean, the kids are home, and you know they don't plan for that. They didn't plan for the kids to be home. And
absolutely,
if you're working, two parents working, it's really problematic for some people. All right, we'll take a break and we'll make sure that we mix in all kinds of stuff that you want to talk about in the 3 o'clock hour on the Mike Messinelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.